Welcome to the Taproxy Method, creating confident learners. The Taproxy Method uses a unique combination of breathwork, brain body work, gratitude, and a clay-based program to affect the neuroplasticity of the brain in students. To help strengthen their mind-body connection, help them develop a growth mindset, and most importantly, trust and confidence in themselves. Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Taproxy Method, Creating Confident Learners. I'm Tani Taproxy, the founder and creator. So in this episode, we are going to talk about delayed gratification, especially in our modern world where everything is right at our fingertips, why this is an important skill to develop in children, and how to create some delayed gratification in a world that we have instant gratification. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. One way to support the Creating Confident Learners podcast is to leave a 5-star review and written review anywhere you listen to it. Thanks so much, and let's get started. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation course. This course is here to support you, both parents and educators. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to increase focus, ease anxiety, and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's made into bite-sized digestible pieces to help you apply these tools right away. So I was recently listening to a podcast where Candy Valentino, the author of Wealth Habits, was being interviewed, and the parallels to what she was talking about to me is insane. Just the parallels of wealth and the parallels to academics and true embodiment of confidence. So this idea of confidence and not listening to the self-talk that you've inherited from wherever. She talks a lot about using confidence to change the self-talk and not listen to the self-talk that you inherited to create true wealth. And also, she talked a lot about a discipline to create true financial freedom by making choices that don't go with instant gratification. I love the example she made of, instead of buying the Louis Vuitton purse, buy the stock. You don't get the gratification of the purse in that moment, but you do get the long-term benefit of creating financial success and freedom. I also notice a lot of the parallels to functional medicine and that system and the ideology to what I teach and talk about with academics. So this idea of true financial success and freedom, optimal health, there's so many parallels to academics, which is just kind of mind-blowing to me, to be honest. They talk a lot about how everything in the functional medicine is interconnected and how it's a whole system in creating optimal health. I talk a lot about this case of the whole child is functioning in the environment, whether it's the classroom setting, the home, or homeschool. In functional medicine, with fasting or not eating every processed food in front of you, right? You don't get that instant gratification. There is this health benefit. And a lot of the health stuff of creating true health in functional medicine and avoiding chronic diseases that are plaguing our society, right, based in inflammation, is not partaking in the nonstop eating, the snacking of food, and that, you know, dopamine, serotonin hit that we get for something like that. So that autophagy, which is the body's natural healing process, can kick into the body if it has a break from digestion. When we are eating constantly, so one of the biggest benefits to fasting, I'm a little bit of a nerd in this case because I do see this benefit personally, is when we are not digesting from midnight to midnight, our body has time to actually, you know, clean up the cells. And that creates real health in the body, true health in the body. But it is by not succumbing to that instant gratification of everything that's kind of presented. Same thing with Amazon and texting people. We get that dopamine hit. We're so used to this. It's really hard not to always follow that instant gratification and allow for delayed gratification. So what I see with really impulsive kids, and there is a lot of times a correlation with a high degree of immaturity compared to their peers, that there's no ability to persevere through something, to stick to something without there being an instant reward. And it's important, especially for kids who struggle in some parts of academics, whether it's focus, whether it's math, whether it's reading, whether it's writing, whether it's spelling, to be able to sit through something that's maybe a little bit more uncomfortable, to, you know, not just be able to succeed right away. We don't always succeed instantly. I see this a lot with students who know how to play with their parents' emotions, the ones who nag and nag and nag and nag until they get their way with their parents, you know, or throw a tantrum to get their way. And I truly, truly believe that being a parent is one of the hardest things that you can do. But I've also found that the way to avoid this is being more consistent with the no's and yeses. So no means no. And so when you are giving a child the answer no, you have to kind of be, or, you know, maybe it's even something you want to do. Like, we were going to go to the beach today, but you acted up and I said no if this happened and you did it. So I actually have to stick to things and miss out on the thing that I said, because my no means no and my yes means yes. So these kids sometimes know that that's not the case. Like, no for now, but if I nag and ask and whine and maybe even throw that tantrum, I will potentially get what I want. And that's why you sometimes see that type of behavior. And then it is correlated to not having a sense of delayed gratification. I want this thing right now. So one of my recommendations is, when you're taking something away or saying no about it, make sure that you have enough gumption to follow through. Because it's always hard for me when I have to put a foot down and take or delay something because the answer was no. And it was actually something maybe I wanted to do next, or, you know, whatever. But I had to make sure that my no means no and my yes means yes. Also, as a teacher, I am not the parent. So I have a different role. Sometimes I see behavior with kids that with their parents that I never see with me. The expectations there is clear and there's a boundary and they kind of know how to show up in this environment. So there's a few things that are happening there. But a part of this learning delayed gratification, it is a component of learning to stick to a task at hand, even if there isn't a reward right away, even if the goal doesn't seem tangible yet, even if there's, you know, a little bit more of a struggle. And in modern day society, we're so used to getting things instantly. We're not used to delayed gratification. And since we're not used to it, we have to help teach this to ourselves and also kids. Anything really, really good in life usually takes a little bit of time, one step at a time. There's a lot of talk of the successful business owner who's failed multiple times. That saying, right? You only have failed if you don't get up and try again, right? And not all, every failure actually leads to success. We learn something new. You know, the rock star who spent years being unknown, all we see is the celebrity status. We only see that, but we don't see the years of hard work and skill. A lot of times our brain misses that delayed gratification. You know, rock stars spent their time building their skill, their craft, the gym transformation that somebody who's decided to change their habits took time to create. There was not an instant gratification to change the body and will. So just the same in academics, learning to read and write and spell a new math concept all takes some effort to create a solid understanding and expertise in that subject matter. And it takes the little consistent steps of consistency to get there. And again, in academics, sometimes there's an instant gratification. I got it right away. Something became really easy. But, you know, some things really, we have to delay it. And because oftentimes kids can't see how they're changing, or they can't see it, or they're not used to waiting to see something or get something, we have to make it more tangible for them. This helps them with the habit of consistency. Small habits become a part of them. So, you know, when we do that 20 minutes of reading every single day, over time, the text will change because that muscle of sticking to 20 minutes of reading has gotten easier. So we start with, you know, smaller books, and then the diction gets a little bit deeper, the vocabulary gets a little deeper, the font gets smaller, the books get bigger. But of course, we don't start there. And sometimes kids can't see how much they've changed because they were doing something little by little by little by little. When we do our homework every day for 20 minutes, you know, that becomes that habit. And I talked a lot about how environment can help with that stuff. When we write every day, our writing gets better. So anything that we kind of stick to over time, we might not see the transformation right away. We'd have to persevere through it. We have to stick to it, create the consistency and habit. Even something like brushing our teeth every day, those little habits build and they just become a part of us. So one of the things to create more of a sense of perseverance, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of delayed gratification for kids is I like to make things tangible. For kids who struggle with reading, I often have a marble jar where they can see their progress. And over time, they can see that they're making headway, especially for something that maybe is a little harder. I use this with kids who have extra homework with me. If I'm wanting them to, expand and get some study skills or have a tendency to procrastinate, this is a good motivation to, you did it at this time every day, and I never take away marbles once they've earned. It's something that is always building in a positive direction. Or for kids who study habits or needing to be organized, these things are helpful. Another way, building habits and making things tangible and working for something over time. The point is they're not getting it now. I'm not even getting it this month. I might be getting it, in 2 or 3 or 4 months or even longer, depending. So we're creating that consistency to work towards something. I also love using a calendar with sticker work to make things tangible for daily tasks that need to get done so that they can actually see the progress that they're making so the goal's not so nebulous. It's not so, undefined. Or again, revisiting earlier writing, when you've been writing daily or weekly to see the progress, you can actually flip to the front of the journal, the writing journal I tend to do. And you can, a lot of times it's visually seeing the difference between the handwriting size, the spelling patterns, they can see that. And there's this accomplishment when you can make something tangible for a child that they were doing something maybe not as well, and now they are doing something really well. That's that idea of gratification, self-confidence. I can do this, feeling proud of myself. And usually when you can see it more visually in the handwriting, the length of it, the lessening, the spelling and grammar mistakes, it's tangible for them. And then finishing of a full book, stars on time, mini multiplication quizzes, not just for one, but for all of those basic facts, 0 through 12, a full sheet of problems of the day. Again, I do problems of the day with all the kids I see to reinforce math concepts, but these huge post-its end up being, 50, 60 problems where it's like, hey, I've really been working on this over time. So anything that kind of compounds too gives us a sense of gratification of something that we've worked on, something that a child's worked on for more than one day, and being proud of that. I have with the problem of the day some kids who will take it home and hang on their wall or share with their classmates or their family what they've been doing over time. Again, it's not something that they've gotten to take home with them right away. So anything that we can help build that muscle of perseverance, sticking to something, that's helping in the long run of becoming a really solid critical thinker, a lifelong learner, and really creating that self-positivity and confidence in self. I always think of if a child is or habits are going in one direction, it's like a big, huge freight ship and it's heading in one direction. And it takes some time to reroute that, but we do it by showing up consistently. And slowly the course of that ship, the course of where the child was going, can be changed one step at a time. I have a math formula for kids who are struggling. I've typically seen if a child has been struggling for a couple years, the turnaround time for academic support, which is only, partial 2 to 3 times a week, is about half the time. If a child has been struggling for 2 years, it's going to take about a year to rectify that with support. With intense homeschooling, with intensity, with intense one time, that lessens a bit. But it's about a give or take. So I found mathematically, so if a child has been struggling for 4 years, it takes a couple of years with just support to get them in the direction that they need. So because that ship has been going in one direction for so long. So a lot of times when kids come with struggles or have been struggling for a long time, it's not reasonable for it to be fixed like that. There needs to be, at least half that time to change the direction. Some kids are different. So I've seen turnaround, with proper support within a month. So it just depends. But with intensity away from the environment where the consistent trouble or struggle was, the turnaround can be quicker. But in general, if something has been one way for a really, really long time, year after year, then it does take about half the time to turn that and rewire everything. But it's really learning to do small things one at a time, sticking to it, then coming back to see the progress where big changes come. And if we can mitigate the instant gratification of, or this, just this even perspective of like, I'm supposed to just get it the first try, or I'm supposed to get the reward of having something done, you know, instantly, in changing that and allowing more room for delayed gratification, allowing a little bit more room for the struggle that comes with growth, really creates the solid foundation to critically think and learn for children and learn for themselves. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation course. This course is here to support you. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to ease anxiety and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's available as a one-time purchase or as an ongoing monthly subscription with extra group support and monthly live stream. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter to stay in contact. Keep up with the Creating Confident Learners community on Instagram and Facebook @Creating Confident Learners. Have a blessed day and aloha.